Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jab. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Truth.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Truth.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers. Let's say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. City Radio. This your boy Cash Chillin' as usual. Ever man, Tommy with me. Tommy, what's good, dog?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chillin'. Ladies, dog, what's good?
Nothing and everything. How y'all doing?
It's a bad day all the way around.
Yes, I guess so.
Fuck it. Well, next hour and a half, let's have some fun.
Let's do that.
Well, I'll tell y'all something, man. Like I was telling you earlier, you know, I took out a $100,000 life insurance policy, right?
What?
And you know, you have to take a physical and all that shit.
What?
And I had to take a HIV test.
Yeah.
Man, 5 days, man. I was on pins and needles, man. Cause you know, you never know, man. That shit came back negative, man. I was jumping. I do cartwheels outside.
I mean, was you really worried?
I wasn't worried, but sometimes you might take a chance here and there every once in a while. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might just take that chance. You know, it could have been 5 years ago. You know what I mean? You know, you always got that point. 1% in the back of your mind, man. Until you actually, you know, go get a test done. You never know. So that was my story, man. I went through torture for 5 fucking days, man, waiting on those fucking results. But come on now, everybody done played Russian roulette before. I ain't the only one. Because if I was, it wouldn't be no kids in this world. So everybody done played Russian roulette before.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So.
Hey, so what's up with you?
I said,
what's popping with you?
Nothing. You know, I'm trying. You know, I'm just like, fuck it right now. I need it to kind of settle. Get some laughs on and get some good vibes going on.
All right, well,
motherfuckers is crazy. Let's just say that motherfuckers is nuts.
Well, let me start it off.
Hold on, we started off. Hold on. We see Eddie Kane sliding in as usual. She ain't about as bad as Wick.
Well, she just be a couple of minutes. That motherfucker be a couple of weeks.
Today, what's happening, baby?
I'm good. How are you,
Dad? Shit, I'm happy they're the motherfucker. I'm about to give me a drink. Shit.
You sounded like you about to get your dick sucked or something.
Right.
Shit, that too.
She said he sound like what?
Sound like he's about to get his dick sucked. He's so excited.
Right. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not mad or anything. I'm just tired as hell, man. I just started a new gig, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm always thankful to have a job, but God damn, today was just one of them days where the motherfucker just everything that could go wrong went wrong. I had some little Asian lady talking about she's gonna report me. I had some pregnant lady talking about she finna report me. I'm like, how in the hell am I finna get reported? And I ain't even working here 2 weeks yet.
What are they trying to report you for?
Dude, the Asian lady wanted to report me because she wanted the other guy to constantly do some work for her, and he like, he can't do it. So she was like, well, it's two new guys here. Why can't you do my work? And bottom line is, he's literally spoiled these tenants, dog. He spoiled them. I mean, when I say he spoiled them, he spoils them. And she was like, well, since they here, you could do the work you're supposed to do for me. She wanted this man to come open her window.
What's wrong with her hands? She don't got no hands?
Exactly. My point exactly. The hell is wrong with your hands? And, you know, and I mean, you know, I do the work that I do, but it's just certain things. I mean, they actually, the pregnant girl got upset because she said we supposed to come cut her grass. No, the fuck I don't.
Hey, man, I used to do that shit, man. I know how that shit go.
Like,
the motherfucking people, man, they think they shit more important, you know what I'm saying, than the next person, you know, which is cool, you know. You got some shit broke down in your crib, you know, you want your shit fixed like everybody else, you know, but it's priorities, man. You know what I'm saying? If the pipe busts, you know what I'm saying, I think I need to be on that motherfucking, you know, stopping the water from flooding your apartment.
Dude, I had a hot water tank bust on me today. Hey, I'm like, okay, I got to get this lady out of water tank fixed. I got to go put a brand new one in because hers is busted. As I'm walking, the pregnant lady's like, you ain't going to cut my grass? Bitch, no. Then the little Asian lady, I'm reporting you. You're just walking around. I'm carrying a fucking hot water tank, bitch. What the fuck you mean? How am I just walking around? Shouts out to my man Justin. I gotta give it to him. He worked just as hard as me today. And we, man, when I say they took us to the brink today, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I actually just woke up 10 minutes before the show started.
Still working, so.
You still at work?
Damn, y'all sound depressed. I'm the only happy motherfucker on here.
I'm at work. I'm working at home. They set you up where you can work, do anything from wherever.
I ain't working from the crib. Fuck that. When I'm off, I'm fucking off. You know, unless
we
I'm on call, fuck that. I'm not doing shit at home.
We know, Tommy.
That shit can wait till tomorrow, man, when I clock in. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
how you gonna clock in, Thomas? Tell me, how you gonna clock in?
You ain't even got no job.
Right, Tommy.
Well, you know, down at my job.
Word on the motherland is.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about my job today. What's at a job today?
All right, man. Let's get into the topic, man.
All right, man.
All right. Today we was gonna talk about the player hating dick riders, as he call them.
That's what they are, the player hating dick riders.
But we gonna use we gonna flip it and use the female version, right? So what I did was, I went back and I started watching the first season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And those are some player hating ass women on that fucking show. The Carly girl.
Oh yeah.
She is the biggest hater on that motherfucker, man. The biggest. So, ladies. What's up with the player hating ladies?
I mean, I don't know what. I ain't never really seen women to be player haters.
Really?
What is it, player haters?
Okay.
You've never
known
a woman to be a player hater.
Hold on now. I'm going to give you the perfect example of a player hating dick rider female style. Now, we all know how guys get down. Now, this is the player hating woman. This is the player hating dick rider female style. Like, let's just say, like, you get that call. Girl, I seen your baby daddy at the club. He's all up in them old ratchet asshole space. Ugh, girl, I'm so motherfucking glad you don't fuck with him no more. Then you get that click on your phone. You look at your phone. Hold on. Well, you like, girl, for real? Wait a minute. Hold on. All along, it's your baby daddy clicking over right now. So you can answer the phone. Hello? Like, yeah, I'm finna get his name. He like, hey. How are your motherfucking girl Keisha trying to come over my crib last night? She called me as soon as we left the club talking about what you doing. Can I come over? And you like, wait a minute, hold up. Bitches on the other line telling me that you was in all these other hoes' face. But the whole time the bitch was mad because she couldn't fuck them. Now that's a player hater, dick rider. Now I know y'all know some.
I don't know nothing like that.
You're a goddamn liar.
I mean, y'all really don't think females hate on each other?
I'm not lying. I mean, if I seen somebody, and hell, if it was my girl, if it was her man or not, I'd be like, God damn. Oh, I'll fuck the shit out of him. I'll just say it. All right, well, here go a little example. You tell me, is this, because I don't know, and I'm not familiar with the show either, so it's a chick that I work with, and I got a little friend that come in and see me, and she was on her phone with somebody. I don't know who she was talking to, and I guess she must have thought wasn't nobody around or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker heard her say, well, she just don't know how motherfucking lucky she is. Well, you know what I'm saying? She was talking about my little friend that comes see me or whatever. And so I'm like, well, what you mean? Then she want to get all quiet and shit, you know, like, girl, you wasn't supposed to hear that, or you know what I'm saying, whatever. Is that a good example of
that's not hating. That's a compliment.
I guess you could, but not the way she said it, really. That was on some old, you know what I'm saying, some old shit. When she turned her back, I'm going to try some old sneaky shit. That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, that's dick rider.
If she do it, though, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just like me saying, hey, dog, you know, damn, man, your girl fine as hell.
Why wouldn't you say that to me if it was if I was to take it as a compliment? Why say it, you know what I'm saying, on some sneak shit to somebody you on the phone with? Why not just say it to me like, girl, you don't know how motherfucking girl? You know what I'm saying? Why not just say that to me?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, all right, if I'm on the phone, right, and I'm standing next to my boy. And then if I might say on the phone, damn, man, shit, his girl fine than a motherfucker. He lucky as hell to have her ass. That don't mean I'm hating on him. I'm complimenting him.
I guess.
You know what I mean? That to me, that would be a compliment. I wouldn't consider that hating.
Sound like she gonna fuck her first chance she get.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, but then if she did that, then you might, you know what I'm saying? You could term it as hating.
No,
but up until then, it's a compliment.
You determine that bitch not alive no more. She's going to be hurt. Fuck that,
dude. Yeah. Okay. Let me give you another example of player hate dick ride. Let me give y'all another example. Another example is, well, when you get something, motherfucker give you a compliment, but at the same time, the motherfucker talking bad about you. Like, let's just say, for instance, you buy a new car. Motherfucker, like, okay, dog, let this affect you when you got your truck. Now, I'd have been like, damn, dog. Yeah, that's a nice truck, but, shit. I would have bought a newer truck than that. I wouldn't have just bought that truck. You know, I seen this other truck I'm finna get. It, you know, it's newer than that. It's gonna look better. But, yeah, your truck, all right.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, should go get that motherfucker then. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, I'm driving. I'm leaving. I'm getting in my truck that you wouldn't drive, and I'm driving away.
I'm saying that's player hating dick ride. That's what I'm hold on, brother. We're just trying to establish the example of what player hating dick ride it is.
Yeah, that sounds like one of me.
Well, I'm shit.
You gonna like my shit
that's
and my
fucked
shit
up.
All at the same time?
Right. I'm gonna like your shit, but I'm gonna dog you out at the same time.
Right.
I guess you can't trust nobody nowadays.
Okay, well, let me try to see about this one. This girl had a friend, and the friend was talking to this guy, but they was just cool. They hadn't had sex or nothing like that, right? They were just talking. So the guy tries to talk to my girl. And but they was friends. You know, the two girls were friends. So he started sleeping with them. But she told her friend, like, she don't like you like that.
He was sleeping with both of them?
No, he never slept with the other friend, but that's who he had started talking to at first. But they never slept together. But then he meets her friend. Like, she comes over to her friend's house or whatever, and he meets her. And so he said he don't want to talk to her. He wants to talk to the friend. So the friend tells the other. Huh?
No, I was actually, I mean, her and dude ain't never have a relationship. So, I mean, we just making sure of that. They never had a relationship.
They never slept together. They had just started talking. It wasn't even talking that long, but they were talking. You know what I'm saying? But he met the friend. He liked her more. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying.
So it's not like the friend went behind her back and slept with her. She told her. She told her, like,
before
okay,
or after
talk.
They fucked, though?
Before. Like, they, you know, he say he don't like you like that. That, you know, you cool or whatever, but he'd rather be with me.
Well, that's her fault. She should have never introduced him to her ass.
So is that playing, or that's just being a bad friend?
That's being a bitch.
Yeah, that just been that's been a fucked up ass for you.
That's all. That's just a bitch. A selfish one at that. She's selfish in a motherfucker.
Well, needless to say, we know who this story is about.
Why she gotta be a selfish bitch?
See? And there you have it.
In my eyes, that's being selfish. You know, I just introduced y'all as, you know, hey, this is my friend. You know, my friend. Now you fucking him? I don't think that's cool. I wouldn't be friends no more.
Everybody loves her, so whatever.
Well, how did she say it, though? How did she, so you're saying she just walked up to him like, hey, look, he cool with
no,
you, but he like me.
After that happened, then, okay, it's a story behind it. So he had a friend that liked me, too.
That liked you or liked your other friend?
You know what the hell I'm talking about.
I don't know. You said two friends, you know. I don't know if you want to.
Okay.
Come on, man. Stevie wanted to see what this story is about. God damn. Just let her finish it.
The guy had a friend who liked me, too. I didn't like him. So, but they was cool. But this was before I started talking to the other guy anyway. I wasn't talking to any of them. But she wanted to bring both of them over to my house or whatever. So when she brought him over to my house, he didn't leave. We all were supposed to be playing cards or whatever. And when it was time to go, he stayed.
The one that she was talking to stayed.
Yes.
Man, I wish we could call her. I would love to know and see how she felt about that shit. You didn't tell her to leave?
Huh?
You didn't say, hey, you know, your friend leaving, ain't you going to leave with him?
I mean, yeah, I said that, but he started talking to me like, that's when he, like, told me that he liked me or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I told her what he said. It wasn't like I was hiding from him or nothing like that.
Well, she should have hooked up with his boy that came over there with him.
No, he was so, well, if she liked him, but I doubt if she liked him like that, so.
I done did that shit out of spite.
I mean, you act like they was in a relationship or something. They weren't even in a relationship.
That ain't the point. If me and him was kicking it, I bought a female that I like and her friend over his crib.
Mm-hmm.
Then the female that I like end up liking him?
Yes.
Shit, I have
sure
a problem with that.
I'm sure that has happened.
I would have tried to talk to her friend just for the hell of it. Just to see how she like it.
But you're trying to tell me that ain't never happened. Not just him. I'm talking about anybody, any of your friends. And you ain't never slept with her yet or nothing.
Well, I don't understand your question.
Have you ever brought a girl over? You might have liked her, but y'all never slept with her. But you never slept with her. But you brought her around your friends, and then she ended up liking one of your friends. That ain't never happened.
Yeah, that's happened.
But you wouldn't consider that your boy still?
Well, it depends on how long me and old girl was talking.
Exactly. So how you going to call me a selfish bitch?
Hey, I was calling your friend a selfish bitch. You said
whatever.
It was your friend.
Well, whatever.
But, I mean, you didn't feel bad about that or nothing, huh? That didn't bother you?
No.
I mean, it's right. It's in her face.
Okay.
And this is your girl.
Hmm? And she's still my girl.
Y'all still friends
you know
today?
What? But you know what? That kind of, that ain't no different than, okay, like, if your dude ran off and, you know what I'm saying, fuck some girl that you like, you not going to be mad at him. You going to quit fucking with her, but y'all going to go right on along being friends. So it's the exact same thing.
He ain't. He ain't.
It depends on the girl.
He not. I'm serious. He not.
That's
what
a girl is.
No, come on, let's be real.
You agree with that, right? Like, you and the nigga gonna go on. I'm like, y'all might not hang as hard as you did at one point, but you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna stop fucking with that nigga altogether over no
season. I mean, we gonna still be friends, but no, him, he's built from another different breed. He's not gonna be your friend no more. And you just gonna, y'all not gonna be friends. All the time,
right, what the
be
fuck?
Your
I brought her over to your crib. She was with me. And then she ended up with you? And you supposed to be my boy? I think that's bullshit.
But she didn't like you.
It don't matter.
But
she
know
came
he
with me,
she
leaving
know.
With me. I bet she would have stayed at your crib that night. I bet you that. Y'all better slip each other some phone numbers while I was in the bathroom. But I guarantee you she ain't staying in that motherfucker, not that night. Not that she rolled with me. I drag her ass up out of that fucking hell. You out your motherfucking mind? I drop you off and then he can come pick you up.
It is not that serious.
It is serious.
If you came with me, you're going to leave with me.
It's not like we started a relationship or like we was about to get married or nothing like that. She already knew that shit wasn't about to happen. But I'm just saying. It was what it was.
Well, I just think the principle of the thing. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't even play it old girl like that. If I liked you, I would have let you knew I liked you, but it would have been on the low. I wouldn't have did it in her face.
Mm-mm.
And don't nobody think that was wrong? He could have did it a better way. He could have slid you his number on the low. You know what I'm saying? Left and then came back. I mean, how
then
you gonna see it in her face?
Then then you being a backstabber. I mean, you gotta give him that much. He was up front.
I just think that's rude as fuck.
He could have at least left and came back. Hold on, dog. I'm not disagreeing and saying that it wouldn't have been rude, but. Shit. Nevertheless, I mean, hell, you rather knew you what you rather that motherfucker went home with you, did this, did that, and then the next day went back to your girl and just told you, like, went back to your boy, or she just like, look, I'm feeling your boy, I ain't feeling you.
I can respect that. I have no problem with that.
What?
I've been turned down 100 times, but just don't do it in my face.
What?
I mean, if we already at your crib, okay, you ain't feeling me. That's fine. All right, but we came together. We already at the crib. I'm like, hey, I'm about to go ahead and go. Let me go ahead and drop you off at home. Oh, no, I'm spending the night over here. Come on, man. Your pride ain't going to let that shit happen. A man's pride ain't going to let that shit happen. You what? No, you not. Out your motherfucking mind.
Well, honestly, dog, I'm gonna be realistic with you. To a certain extent, I hear you, but at some point in time, dog, if a motherfucker don't want you, I'm not finna fight you to make you want me.
Okay, I understand. All right, you bring two girls to my crib. You
right.
Liking one of them? Her girl rolling with her. You know what I'm saying? Like a little hookup thing. The girl you came with, the girl that you liking. That you roll
right.
with.
Right.
We sit in my crib, we playing, you say I'm about to go. She sit there and tell you, in front of me, oh, I'm spending the night at his house, I'm staying over here tonight. That shit ain't gonna
I'm
fuck with you.
With I'm not saying it wouldn't fuck with me. I'm not saying it wouldn't fuck with me, but why in the fuck would I even want to take you home? If anything, you gonna stay. No, you're not. Okay, fine, because you're not getting in the car with me anyway. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that I wouldn't be upset about it. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I'm not finna sit there and be like, well, no, bitch, you coming home with me still. No, I'm not going to do that because the simple fact there, that's going to, I mean, you really going to let me beat this bitch ass in your crib?
I ain't saying you got to fight him.
Oh, no, no. That's, what if it comes to that?
It ain't going to come to that.
How you know?
Grab her by her motherfucking throat, push her ass
okay,
out
so,
the door.
Okay, as soon as you grab her by her throat, I grab you and say, dog, cool out, man. Let her go.
Well, then, man, you're going to have a problem because it ain't none of your business what's going on right now.
See, and that's your problem.
Ain't none of your business.
I mean, you fought, so you mean to tell me you finna take a chance on this motherfucker calling the police on you? Because what you think she going to do when you grab her by her throat?
Exactly. You don't even know her like that.
She don't know me. If she going to disrespect me, if she going to disrespect me in my face, then, I mean, come on now.
No,
I mean,
your pride is
don't nobody see that.
You talk about me. Look, ain't nobody saying it's not disrespectful. Ain't nobody not saying that. But some things that you might get, some things that disrespectful, you just got to take in stride. I mean, that right there,
who said
you going, shit, motherfucker, the law. I guarantee, motherfucker, to you, if she going to press charge saying you grabbed her and you choked her, because and what was your reason? And you sit there and say, well, I told her to come on with me because she like my boy.
Yeah, that's her word against mine.
All right, man. Whatever you say, dog.
I mean, who police going to get there? You going to tell them I choked him?
Oh, my God.
No, you're not.
That depends. You trying to fight me because I broke it up?
What if I was? So you going to snitch on me?
Because
we got into an argument, you going to snitch on me?
I ain't gonna stitch your shit. I'm gonna close my door and act like I don't know neither one of you motherfuckers.
There you go. We on the same page.
Okay, Now, dog, you really, I mean, all bullshit aside, you really think the police gonna go with is my word against hers? What life you living? When did that ever happen?
Well, I'm just saying, I think that would be totally disrespectful. And I would definitely say something.
I would say it's in bad taste, but I'd rather you tell me, I mean, okay, dog, really, seriously, you don't know this motherfucker, she don't know you. Y'all went on a date, she found me more attractive, and that was that. You'd rather her just go home with you and then come back to my house the next day?
I'm not saying she got to go home with me. All I'm saying is my pride is not going to let her spend a night in my face.
But my whole point is this. Why would you jeopardize yourself? I mean, at some point in time, you got to put your pride down. I mean, you sitting there jeopardizing your livelihood because of your pride.
And I didn't say he spent the night. I said he stayed after they left.
Oh, we ain't talking about your situation, huh?
I'm just saying. Why did she have to spend the night? How do you know she was going to spend the night? You just assumed.
Of course I'm going to. If I leave and she stayed there, then of course I'm going to assume that she spent the night. Especially if I know my boy. Of course, I'm going to assume that she stayed all night. Like, all right, yeah, this motherfucker.
Hey,
I'm at the crib laying in the bed,
boy?
And all I'm thinking about is, this motherfucker fucking my bitch.
Okay, so
if
you find out.
She wasn't yours.
And if you find out 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 minutes later, is it going to make it any better?
Exactly.
The fact is still going to remain that she digged your boy, or she was digging on your boy, and not you.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool. All I'm saying is you got to do it a better way than that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like Dan said, okay, maybe it was in bad taste, but the fact still remains. And is it going to make it hurt any less? You know what I'm saying? If you find out that as soon as you did take her home, she got in her own car and went back the fuck over there, is it going to make it any better?
that's not going to hurt me because I wasn't fucking with her on a serious level anyway. But it's just a point.
How's
it going to hurt me, man? That's not going to hurt me.
Really?
Say what?
Okay, hold on. What you telling me is that if you like, all right, man, I'm finna go to the crib, and she leave with you. She tell you, look, I'm not feeling you at all. But if it's all right, is it cool if I talk to your boy?
I wouldn't have a problem with that. She didn't disrespect me. So, I mean, if you don't like me, you don't like me. I can move on. I have no problem with that.
Okay, so hold up. So since you say it's no problem with that, it's no problem with that. You say, all right, cool. You drop her off. You go back like, man, I can't believe this shit. You get ready to go back over there. You get ready to go back to you get ready to come back to my crib. Let's just say you stop at the liquor store. By the time you get back to my crib, she's already there. Sitting right back in the same spot she was sitting in. But instead of when you walk in the door, she with me.
Now
you walk back in the door
y'all.
Like,
that fuck y'all look on his face.
Goddamn right.
I'm saying.
You'll be all
okay.
Cut bitches before I leave that motherfucker. Bitch, you ain't shit. Put me on the phone, ho.
But what I'm saying
you
is.
You was a hooker.
I'm saying, though. I mean, you walk in. You already said it's cool, so why you calling the hoes and bitches?
Because my motherfucking pride. I mean, I know I said it's cool. But the same night, and then you already knew that. You already knew the bitch was coming back over there, and then you still let me come through. So I can still sit there.
Shit.
What kind of shit is that?
We cool.
Shit. We ain't that motherfucking cool. Not the same night.
You gonna let a woman come between us?
I came back a week later, she was chilling over there. But if I just
no.
And she got back over there before I did.
So you gonna let a woman come between us?
Exactly.
Depends on who the woman is.
Nigga, you just met her. We didn't already said this 3-4 times.
Exactly.
I wouldn't let no woman come between us, man. But it's just if she beat me back over there, you goddamn right I'm gonna call all kind of bitches and hoes before I leave. God damn. You knew I was coming back. Both of y'all knew I was coming back. How the fuck you
okay.
Get over here so goddamn quick?
Nigga, you should have stopped at the liquor store.
I was only gone 10 minutes and she already back.
Could
like
I get a beer? Could I get a beer?
I wish she would ask for a beer. I'd bust her motherfucking head with a beer ball.
I said, could I get a beer?
That's devil in the blue.
Oh, yeah, I can get you. I ain't staying, though. I'm leaving like a motherfucker. It ain't like we going to kick it. The three of us just going to sit there and kick it and talk. I'm leaving.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure you would. If she came back, you already know what's about to happen.
Mm-mm. Well, I hope her car ain't out there.
What you going to do to her car, man?
I'm going to fuck that motherfucker up.
Seriously, you would actually tell her car.
You is petty. That is really petty.
No, it ain't. That's hood, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. Let's do it the next night. You know what I mean? First of all, why would my boy even invite me over there if he knew old girl coming back over there?
I didn't invite you over. You just popped back up.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm thinking you just like, come on back through.
No, you just popped back up. You came back to tell me, like, man, guess what this bitch said? And I'm like, I already know. She's sitting right here.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'll be hot as hell. I'll be hot as hell.
Sucking my dick right now.
I'll be hot to the motherfucker. I ain't gonna even lie. I'll be mad to the motherfucker.
I thought he of you.
And who would you be mad at?
Be mad. he'll be mad at you too, but because y'all friends, he'll try to hold it in, try to let it pass.
No, he wouldn't. That's just it. No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. That's just
it. For him in particular, he would not.
I'll be mad at both. You're right, Janine. I'll be mad at both of them, but I wouldn't say shit to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he wouldn't say nothing to you, I don't think.
No, no, no. His definition is like I wouldn't say nothing to him. Me and him wouldn't speak for the next 6-7 months. I'd be all kind of dirty motherfuckers. He would actually, no, all bullshit aside, he would put our friendship in jeopardy over it.
Man, you was a damn liar, man.
But then again, you knowing the way he is and being his boy, would you take that, you know, and you know that's how he is. Would you do that to him?
No, I wouldn't do it to him because I know how he is. I know he gets over emotional when it comes to women.
So you got to take, you know what I'm saying, their friendship into consideration too. So if that was Janine's situation and her friend are still cool, well, then their friendship is tighter than, you know what I'm saying, a piece of sex or whatever.
Let me ask a question. Janine, how long was dude and old girl talking? Days.
I don't know. She didn't know him that long. Maybe a couple of weeks or something like that.
See, that's different, man. Come on, dog. I might be emotional, but I ain't going to get no goddamn emotions in no 2 weeks.
Yeah, you would.
That'd be, man, that situation would be totally different then.
Yeah, you.
I know 2 weeks, dude. Come on. And I ain't even hit it yet. Come on, man. I fall in love after I hit it, not before.
Yeah, but, dog, you know,
that situation would have been totally different. I'm thinking they got some months behind them. She said a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he went over her damn house a few times. She's trifling.
Oh, I remember that. Friend. I don't even know about that. You're talking about the same person. I remember the story you told.
How was she trifling? House nasty all the time. Kids did whatever they wanted to. It was just trifling. She was just trifling. And I mean, she was the friend who was with the crackhead for all them years. Her kid's father was a crackhead. So, she used to get beat up on all the time. Fucked up her self-esteem. It seemed like she'll take anything from anybody.
You ain't help her self-esteem.
What?
You ain't help her? You took her man. She probably was loving that dude. If she coming from a crackhead family.
If she was, then she would have said it. But she was like, she didn't care. Because she said, yeah, she could tell that they wasn't feeling each other. And I was like, okay. Oh, it wasn't even like that.
I got a better question before y'all finish this. Well, how long did you and him last?
Oh, maybe a couple of months, and then, you know, I had to swing him off my car one time. You know, that shit had to be over. You can't be stalking me and jumping on my car and shit.
Swing him off your car?
Yeah, he had jumped on the hood of my car.
Oh, I mean, this may be a dumbass question, but why the fuck would he do that?
Cause he didn't want me to leave or something, he was saying. I don't know. I kept driving.
With him on the hood of the car?
I stopped real hard so he could slide off, and then I kept going. Crazy. People are just crazy.
Yeah.
I said that when I... No, motherfuckers is nuts. I'm trying to tell you.
That's the same one who said I ruined his life or something. I was like, I don't know what y'all be talking about.
Oh, this is a dude that's in jail.
Yeah, he went to jail sometime after that.
So I guess he wish he'd never met either one of y'all.
I don't even know what he did. I don't even know what it was he did. They say he got depressed, and I don't know. Shit.
Well, if he jumping on top of moving fucking cars and shit, he was depressed in a motherfucker.
All right.
I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. I've never jumped on a car. I can honestly say I've never jumped on a moving car. Like, hey, you gon'. But if I jump on that car and you pull off, you better kill me. Cause that means I really want you to stop. And if you hit them brakes, and I'm talking about, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. If you hit them brakes and I claw the fuck off, I better die. I swear to God. But you know what's all them scratches and cuts and shit here, love? I am determined to run you over. I am determined. I don't give a fuck if you come getting out and you getting out at work. You going to McDonald's to get your extra value meal.
And she's going into church. She is a
dead man. God damn it. Nikki going to be like, oh, Lord.
Why you didn't stop? Cause, I mean, he do have a point. He do got a point. If a motherfucker jump on a moving car, they really, really want you to stop. They really got something to say.
He didn't
want to
stay, goddamn it. He had to go.
He wanted me to stay, and I wasn't staying. I was getting ready to go. I had stuff to do.
Well, he had something really important to say.
He had said it already. Well, he had said it already. I just wasn't giving him the answer he wanted. And people have failed to realize that I just did what I wanted to do. I didn't care like that.
You would have cared after I caught your ass.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I have to agree with you.
No, seriously. No, man.
I
was younger.
Though.
I was younger, man, and I remember my dad. My dad and my stepmom was going at it, dog, and she jumped on the car. She jumped in the car, and she getting ready to pull off. But this old good Dukes of Hazzard motherfucker, he jumps on the car. She going like 40. She going like 40 or 50. My grandma was like, oh, Lord, she finna kill my baby. She finna kill my baby. This motherfucker reaches in the car. I don't know how he did it, dog. Holding on he's holding on with one hand. He done pulled himself up. And with the other hand, he begins choking her. Like, bitch, I said stop the car.
Shit, that's talent.
Dude.
To be holding on to a moving car and choking a motherfucker at the same time.
Dude, this is my right hand to God. If I'm blind, die. He choking the fuck out of her. She hollers, Zach, let me go, let me go. And my dad is just on this car, just hold, like, bitch. Dude, she's going like in a circle, like. You would hear the car like, if you know, like within 5 to 6 seconds, you hear a couple, but you hear the cop from the other way, and you see him holding up, still chugging up, but you can still hear her saying, "Let me go, let me go." And he hops there hollering, "Bitch, stop the car, stop the car, man." I was just outdone, and I'm looking at him. So finally, thank God that she stopped the car. Because at this point now, he's trying to punch the window out. He's trying to he did maneuvered up on the hood. Now he's trying to kick the windshield out. And finally, she said this motherfucker's crazy. So he finally stopped and. Probably a week later, I finally asked him, like, what the fuck was you thinking? God damn it, when I tell her I had something to say, and this bitch gonna listen to me. So, for a man to actually jump on your car and do all that, yeah, he really wanted to talk to you. He really wanted to talk to you.
I'm sorry, but this sound like the shit. You only see it on TV, man, and I can picture the old shit.
And then, you know, because it's like funny, because I always look and, I always wondered, do I got that in me? Would I be willing to do something like that? I mean, I thought I am his kid. A lot of people say I got a lot of ways like him. And I'm wondering, I mean, just hypothetically, Janine, that could have been me kicking your windshield out. Don't say oh yeah like that.
You should feel bad, man. You know, feel bad, because now you don't. To this day, you will ever know what he had to say to you that day. That's the last time you seen him.
I'm sure I can write him, and he'll probably still be able to.
Right. I'm pretty sure
it ain't
she's
like
going
to
know. Right. It ain't like he dead, dog. You can, she could actually ask.
Well, it's just the point, man. I mean, if a motherfucker jump on my car, I got to listen to what they got to say. It's got to be serious as hell. To put your life on the line,
but I don't
to say one last thing to somebody, I would have stopped. I would have had to hear what she had to say. What you got to say?
Now, you know what, dog? I know this wouldn't be right, but I wouldn't stop. If she jumped on my car, if she jumped on my car, pull off. Because you know what? I think that people like doing shit like that just to see the fear. And I think the only reason that my stepmother finally stopped because she didn't see no fear in his face. There was no fear in this man. He was like, all right, bitch, keep going faster. But you're going to stop this car and I'm going to kill you. But a lot of people jump let's just take our boy Old Dirty. He went through a similar incident, and she seen the fear in his face. And I think people do that, man. Like oh, I'm gonna scare the fuck out you, because you can't tell me the average motherfucker. I think I probably would be scared. I don't know if adrenaline. I don't know if I got that gene in me to just like be fearless like that. Especially going 40, 50 miles an hour. But think about it. I mean, okay, Janine, I know you seen the fear on his face when you hit it. When you punched that gas, I know that motherfucker was looking like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he was.
Right. And it's that gave you power. I think that's a power thing, dog. I really do. I think, oh, you going to get on my car? Motherfucker, now I got you. I got you. I'm finna make you look the way you can make me look like when you getting ready to hit me. Because you can't tell me a motherfucker ain't going to show no fear. That's the one motherfucker that I ever met in my life that didn't show fear. Other than that, I've seen people get on the car, and I've seen women pull off with people on the car, and you done heard them motherfuckers screaming like, stop the car! Stop the car!
Well,
I'll
tell you like this. My scary ass ain't jumping on no motherfucking moving ass car. If you want to leave, go ahead. I will call
have
you.
Have you ever stood in front of a car thinking they weren't going to
hit you? Hell no. I ain't crazy.
I did that once. I stood in front of the car one time in my life. That motherfucker started the car and put that bitch in drive and looked at me. And I got the fuck out the way.
The funny part about that, I can see that look on your face, like, bitch.
Man, that motherfucker looked at me like, stay right there if you want. And I looked in her face. Oh, this motherfucker's gonna run me over. I moved out the way.
Mm-mm.
And she tried to run my feet over, but I ducked out the way. I jumped out the way. That motherfucker was crazy. Mm-mm. She scared the fuck out of me, man. I'm like, you ain't going
y'all
that way.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all the ones crazy for standing in front of the car in the first place.
Right.
I didn't think she would hit me.
Shit, that's a ton of motherfucking power. Go ahead.
My situation was a little bit different. He had just broke my windshield out. So you going to break my windshield and crack all the shit all up, and then you going to stand in front of the car? I bagged all the way up to the motherfucking stoplight. And then put that motherfucker in draft.
I got a running start.
No, he stood there. because this motherfucker was thinking like, oh, she ain't gonna hit me. That motherfucker, I swear to God, right at the last minute, I swear to God, that was about to be a dead motherfucker because he had to jump. He had to jump. He jumped over another car and ended up on the curb. He was close. He was real close.
That motherfucker's stupid. How you gonna play chicken with a car? And you
exactly.
ain't in a car. That's dumb as hell. Now, I can see if I'm driving and you drive, we in a car.
No,
you know,
I
we coming straight at each other. Okay,
no,
we can play
no.
chicken like that. But if
no,
I ain't
no,
in a car and you driving towards me, I'm going to get the fuck
exactly.
out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. No. No, unless you got one of my kidneys and one of my lungs and one of whatever else I could donate to you inside of your body. You know, unless my shit is keeping you alive, it's not
good. I mean, that's a losing battle. That's a battle he's going to lose every fucking time.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, like, and that just goes to show, dog. It's very rare in a fight, and I'm not trying to be funny, ladies, but it's very rare in a fight that between the man or woman that the man actually shows fear. So when that time do come and you got him in a position to show fear, yeah, they gon' man, shit. I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna stand in front of no goddamn car.
Hold on, dog. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up with y'all?
Who this?
What's going on, Defiant?
Hey, what's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
We good. Great.
I jumped on for a second. What's going on?
Trying to see. Would you run me over?
Oh, shit. No.
I mean, you tried to run somebody over.
My son.
We talking about like has a man ever tried to stop you by, you know, standing in front of the car where you can't pull off?
Well, wait
a minute.
Hold on before you answer that. That's the true definition. I brought you in this world, and I take your ass out.
Well, first of all, he should have let go of the car when I told him to let go. And he let go at the wrong damn time while the car was moving. I ran his ass over. I was at the hospital. And they was like, well, what happened? I said, shit, lie. Don't tell the truth. But
you actually ran him over?
Yeah, he was on crutches and everything. He had to go through the foot doctor and everything. Hey, you shouldn't have let go.
I was
in the right place.
Like my mama did it, man. My mama ran me over, man. Fuck that. She ran me over. Who did it to you? My mama, man. My mama, she hit me with the car. She ran me over, man. Not my girlfriend, but my mama ran me over, man. I ain't even do nothing. It's crazy.
I don't know. I think I'd probably be scared. Shit, if she ran me over, what do you think she might do the next time?
I'm snitching like a motherfucker.
I don't know about that. But anyway, all right, back to the guy. You done ran a guy over?
No, I haven't ran him over, but he did try and stop my car. But what I did was I just bagged up and went the direction, even though he jumped on the back of it. But, you know, he got off. You know, he ended up falling off of there, though. Believe that.
That's a male thing. I guess y'all good for jumping on motherfucking cars.
No,
I'm not jumping
true.
On no car.
I'm not jumping on no fucking car. Fuck that.
You know what? Like I said, I'm not. I don't know if I got that in me. I've never been in that situation. Like I said, when I seen him do it, I'm thinking he the craziest motherfucker walking the face of this earth. Like, there's no way I'm jumping on that fucking car.
That's a lot of love. You really gotta love that motherfucker to jump on the car.
Every man got it in him. Because if you truly love that person, you do some crazy shit.
You gotta love a motherfucker to jump on a moving car. I don't have that much love in me. That's a lot of fucking love.
Hey, Cass. I'm in the jump off the car. I got one of my friends in here. Don't fight to do it if you want to. But, say hello to Jackie. My name is Jackie. Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, since y'all was talking about cars, I got a car ain't even got reversed. So how am I run a motherfucker over and keep going?
Oh, my God.
Hey, first of all, hold on. Let me back up. You know, he do have a co-host. You ain't mentioned me at all.
Hey, Father Tan.
Hey, Father Tan.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'll probably make a phone.
Oh, it don't mean nothing now.
Hey. I'm supposed to help her with a site and everything, you know.
And then she comes out to do it.
Huh?
So, Ari, I you got on the site yet?
No, I'm going to hook her up today.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
We hope to see Miss Jackie on the site real soon.
Real soon. Real soon.
Aw. I ain't got no reverse. So, you know, I have to stand in front of the shit.
Nah,
I hit the
block. We already... I'm not standing in front of shit. I, like I said, I mean that at that moment y'all got me. I'm not bullshitting. Y'all got me. I'm not standing in front of no cars. I'm not jumping on no cars. I mean shit. If you got a bat in your hand, you win. Bat, knife, stick. Fuck it, you win this round. I'll be back. You won this round.
I know that's right, because we can't go crazy. But we even fucked around and forgot about you then. Get you on, keep on going. Think about what we did later.
So, let me ask you. I mean, you, like I said, don't take offense to it, but you are an emotional guy. You are. I mean, you at times you have been known to wear your heart on your sleeve.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, so it's like okay, let's just say, for instance, I mean, you and Janine, yeah, let's just say y'all were in a relationship, and she was trying to leave. In all honesty, would you let her leave? I mean, would you let her leave, or, I mean, you see her getting in her car, would you actually go to the car and, hey, stop, I ain't finished talking.
Do she got the job she got right now?
Yeah, she got the job she got right now.
She can't go nowhere. Fuck that. I will lay down in front of the motherfucking car.
Boy, you're going to be the biggest speed bump I've ever seen.
I know.
seriously, though, really, I would never jeopardize my life like that. I wouldn't do that, man. It's not worth it, man. I mean, you know, an hour later she gonna be calling me anyway. I mean, come on, ladies, y'all get mad, but y'all still call the motherfucker later.
Is you all right?
Yeah, I mean, she, I, that's what happened with old Dirty, man. She, is he okay? Shit, you the one threw him off the car. How the fuck I'm supposed to know?
Well, I don't think I have that. I don't know, man. I'm not standing in front of no car. I'm not standing in front of no car. Fuck that. I'll stand on the side of the car and try to talk to you through the window. You know what I'm saying?
You know
and I'm
what?
Standing
I'm
back
not
so you can't run my toes over. Pull it off.
And see, I was just about to say, I'm not doing that no more because I got my feet ran over before. And shit, that took me 2 years of motherfucking court, had to pay for a lawyer and everything else because my fist went through that goddamn glass and I grabbed out a motherfucking by his neck.
All right, hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's good, y'all?
What up, dog?
With the way low.
Hey.
What's up, Lourdes?
Hey. How was the trip?
It was beautiful. Met a lot of stars, seen a lot of foolishness. Met a lot of nice contacts out there.
Why is it when Wade will call, everybody knows some personal shit about him? I don't remember this motherfucker saying nothing about no goddamn trip on the show.
You know,
they said they were going to the Whisper Call, him and Queen, dog. That just show you how much he pay attention to you, dog.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, Willow be on that slick shit. I'm holler at everybody on the show on the lust, let me know, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, yeah, right. And we got a new lady on the show, so we definitely ain't gonna let her talk to you.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you, Doc.
All right, Waylo, let me ask you, dog.
you seem like a type that, you know, when you in love, you in love. That motherfucker put you in a situation where they were trying to leave and you just, like, just say, for instance, they went and got their car and you, like, you ain't going nowhere and you stood in front of the car, or even worse, you may have jumped on top of the car saying you ain't going nowhere. Have you ever did that?
Relationship was going at this current point in time, and she was getting ready for a party, and I told her to, you know, put her shit down so we could talk. She kept straightening her hair out, so I took all her shit, threw it in the toilet. She tried to walk out the bathroom, and I wouldn't let her out the bathroom.
Hey, all that shit didn't happen to me. No motherfucking way.
I tie you up, Eddie. You at home. Chain your ass up, pole in the basement. You ain't going no goddamn well.
You mean, you know what, have you ever been classified a lethal weapon? Because there is something that is seriously... You got a lethal weapon.
What
do
you say?
Jeanette, you.
Oh, me?
Yes. I think the government should go ahead and classify her as motherfucking lethal weapon.
Say she need to go register her shit.
She got a label on her shoulder that reads caution, motherfucker.
She good as fuck, might make you go crazy.
Right, she got that explicit lyric on her forehead.
Yeah.
Explicit warning.
Advisory, hell yeah, explicit warning.
So there should be a little music sitting on her shoulder saying, don't do it.
She got kazoo on her shoulder.
Yeah,
no,
dumb
dumb.
Dumb
dumb.
Away, dumb dumb.
Say, no, dumb dumb. Don't do it, dumb dumb.
Say, you got the great kazoo coming to get you. Hey, yeah. Hold on, dumb dumb.
Y'all, hold on, though, y'all. Y'all know we got somebody new. Define, what's your friend name again?
Her name is Jackie.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Hey.
How you doing, Jackie?
I'm good.
Right, what we do is when new people call, you know, we give them a chance to take over the show for a minute. What's on your mind? What you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Smurfs. If I come, there's only one girl in the Smurfs.
Oh, wow. Smurfs. Really? You want to talk about the Smurfs?
Is Smurf at getting pimped by Is he getting pimped? I don't know.
Very sorry, cousin, but I'm afraid this city life is a bit too much for him.
Back to the country you go. We don't talk about the first we
are. Are you talking to?
We don't talk about the Smurfs, baby. Now, if you want to talk about something else, I mean, no, seriously, though, we like to give new people the floor.
I don't want to talk about the Smurfs. I was just being funny.
Okay, I mean, what's on your mind? It's your first time calling. You know, we want to give you a chance.
Okay, should I be aware if I've been with a guy, dating a guy, but I've never been to his house, but we have relations and all this, but I've never been to his house?
Okay, where y'all having relations at? Hotel, your crib?
Shit, her house.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Her house, the car, outside.
It's never his crib.
Yeah.
So your question is, should you be a... I don't think I'm wrong with that. Maybe his
crib
is dirty.
Hold on. How long y'all been dating?
I'm asking Miss Blady then. Because I feel like I'm getting jumped
right now. Hold on. I was trying to help you out. Hold on for you. We just trying to act. We ain't going to listen to Father Time. Father Time's kind of crazy. We just want to ask you, though. How long you been dating?
How long you been dating? A few years.
Dang. Years?
A few years.
Oh, you ain't never been to a school?
Oh, damn.
I'm going to just say this one time. You number two.
No, but, like, once I start seeing someone else, and then, like, now he trying to act like he interested in me now. Like, it's either him or me and all that. He see I'm happy now. Now it's like, what?
I just want to take a lie detector test.
Right, goddamn! You said some years.
Yeah.
No, I said I'm not with you.
That's what's going on when we were years.
Wait a minute! Hold on! Say that one more time, sweetheart.
Like I done found somebody else because I felt like it didn't feel right. Like,
so, wait a minute, y'all been off and on. This ain't just been a constant thing. This is just you and him off and on.
No, it was constant, and then I started dating someone else, and now he's acting like he's interested in me and that he want to be with me now that I'm with someone else.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, when you ask, okay, apparently you have asked the man to go to his crib, right? What was his excuse?
His crib is, like, for his sons, because he got sons, and that his baby mama be coming over there, and he ain't want no drama.
Your name's Jackie, right?
I'm
sorry. Why you got to say my name, huh?
Your name's Jackie, right?
Yeah.
Jackie?
Yeah.
You ain't no player.
He lived there, honey.
Hey.
Well, Jackie, I'm just gonna give you a word of advice. Stay with your dude.
Mm-hmm. I know,
that's
right?
Just stay with your dude.
Have you been his crib?
Yeah.
The new guy?
He done put me in like two cribs.
Everybody
he didn't
put you in two cribs. Well,
she's here,
keeper.
I know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. But have you been in his crib?
Which one? The first one?
The second one, the one you're with now.
Yeah. Stay together. It's two different cribs.
Oh, y'all stay together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, stay there.
That'd be your best bet.
He stayed with his mama
and don't want you to know, or he's going to have a girl stay there.
Yep, right. That's the only two reasons. That's the only two reasons.
Yeah,
man, if he stayed with his mama, she'd have been in the basement by now.
Hell yeah.
Mama probably told him,
you still going to try to bring him in the basement. Just be quiet.
Right.
I just want to know, I mean, this motherfucker sounded like Stevie J to me. I mean, what was he telling you to make you stay around for 2 years and you ain't been to his crib?
Man, the sex life, like, I didn't mind. Like, I thought it was, like, exciting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could go dip off or something. It was exciting to me till when I just started wondering. At first, I didn't mind. I wasn't even thinking about it. But then I started thinking about it. It was always this. It was always an excuse. I want a dick. I was just trying to say. I'm not with him now. But now that I'm with someone else, now he's like trying to be like interested in me, saying all the good nothing.
So in other words, you would actually go to his crib. He say no. You get mad, and then he come back at you. He come back at you like,
I whip pussy.
You cool with it. He just tell you, hey, I be beating that pussy up though, don't I? And you be like, okay, we ain't gotta go over there.
Nah.
Come on to the crib.
Nah, it's more like he's like when she like,
no,
well, let's go to your house.
By the time, it's like he make me squirt like no other.
Oh!
That always
There you have it.
Every time.
We need to get Jackie on the site sooner than later.
Right, right. Jackie, you really need to. We need you up on the site ASAP.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to look for that tonight.
This Jackie, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Don't mind being in the car then, do you?
Right.
Is that for me? I know that girl.
Oh, my God.
I know that voice. Anyway.
Y'all got to excuse her. It's a blue motherfucker.
Hey, so do the old dude know about the new dude?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't listen, do you, dog? She just told you that every time she... Now that
I didn't hear it, man.
Dude, every time she with the new dude, now the old dude trying to come back.
Right, exactly.
Well, that don't necessarily mean that he knows she with somebody else. He might just be...
Of course you do. You know you don't want nobody until somebody else got her. That's how the shit works.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Well, I got a blow up doll that's indestructible.
Oh, my Lord.
Who's that? I'm going out there shoes and stand myself. Because
Jackie, how many of them blue motherfuckers you done had?
I was just about to ask.
What's that, number 4? It's getting a lot hot in here.
Yeah, it is. I was just about to ask, I swear.
You motherfuckers over there getting it in.
Oh,
she said that?
Hell, I didn't.
Oh, God.
Well, I guess we'll be back tomorrow.
Put the doll on the site, too, please. I have to see it with my own two eyes.
Okay, no problem. Got y'all.
Girl. I need to see that.
Well, we're gonna get the chat room jumping off tonight, so.
Yeah, we're going to jump.
Everybody get in the chat room later on. See what's cracking.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackie, we got movies on the site too. SandCityRadio.ning.com.
Is he starring in it?
Huh?
She said, "Is he starring in it?"
No, I'm not starring in one. But we got some guy named Mr. Marcus. I'm still trying to get his shit on there. Mr. Marcus Jr.
I seen his movie. He got one of my pillows pregnant. He got one of my pillows pregnant. Oh, my God.
One of your pillows.
He don't get no more. Come get my cup. You don't need nothing else.
No, it's not the real Mr. Marcus. This is Mr. Marcus Jr.
Oh, fuck the kid.
This another guy. Not the porno guy.
I heard Mr. Marcus supposed to have that package. What? It's all about Rico, baby.
Damn.
That's why I told you I got to blow up Dodge and wear shoes.
You got to blow up Dodge.
And wear shoes.
And wear shoes. Only in San City do you hear this.
Only
in the
I think y'all need to put y'all cups down.
Yeah, we
checked right.
just out of curiosity, what does a woman need with a blow up doll? I ain't the fastest motherfucker in the world.
I mean,
you know, I'm a little bit slow on that
doll.
One. What purpose does it serve?
A man blow up doll.
Oh, I didn't even know they made them motherfuckers. Okay. Right.
We're glad
I'm
to
there.
That.
I didn't know they had male blow up dolls.
Good question. The reason why I got a blow up doll, I ain't got a bitch talking shit.
Yeah,
I got the shit out of you so good the bitch gonna fly through and I can't see no more. And I got shoes back. We gotta go. Oh, Lord Jesus. I should have got you online before you started drinking. The Lord.
Yeah, but that blow up doll can't hit it like a real person can. You feel me?
She got turbo. You hit that one switch right there by the gown right there. I'm looking for the dimples on the booty. You got one?
She said the dimples on the booty.
Let me take a survey right quick. I'm gonna take a survey. I'm gonna start with you, Liquor Store. I'm gonna start with you, Liquor Store. Would you prefer the real thing or plastic?
Right. I already told you, I need for my back, I need it to have a heartbeat, please. I need it to be a person. It needs to be warm and needs to have a heartbeat.
All right. Janine, can a plastic satisfy you like the real thing?
Really?
Hey, Cass, you ain't talking about a male doll. She's talking about a female doll.
What the fuck she going to do with a female doll?
Please don't ask that question, bro.
And I got my shoes back.
The fuck are you going to practice?
I'm confused.
Wait, we on the same page, dog. I'm confused like a motherfucker myself. I want to know, what does a female blow-up doll do for you? Please tell me.
That's neither here nor there.
She don't talk shit. I ain't got to hear a goddamn mouth. Her mouth open, but I ain't hearing shit.
But what does she do for you? That's an oxymoron.
She's a live Trojan.
What?
He said she's a live Trojan.
Yeah, y'all feeling good in the motherfucker over there, boy. I need to be kicking it with y'all right now.
That's my Jackie. That's funny. Oh, wow. That was funny. You know that was funny.
I'm still confused, but...
So what's up with the video, Father Ty?
Man, I'm still working on it, man. I thought I had it uploaded and everything, man. Then when I went to go check, that motherfucker wouldn't play, man. I got to change the format because you got it in MP4.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I need to
change
it to a wave file.
I've been trying to put those, it's got to be in wave.
It's got to be a wave file. It won't let you download an MP4.
Even if I did try to put a WAV file up, it still wouldn't let me put it up in that box that you got up there. Let's say add videos.
Right, but if it's a WAV file, it should let you do it.
So just put it in the box and just hit add.
Right, as long as it's a WAV file. It's got to be WAV.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's not going to let you upload it. See, I've been trying to get that motherfucker, man. I mean, you got the original, so what you can do is you can always upload it to YouTube
and then embed it that way and then delete it off of YouTube. You know what I mean? I was going to do that, but, you know, I didn't have permission to do it, so I ain't do it that way.
Oh, I thought that they'd kick you off there. You put something like that up there.
Yeah, but if you put it on there for a hot second, get the embedded code, and then delete it, you're good to go. Because they changed the video, they changed the extension for you automatically.
Oh, okay.
But that's the best way I suggest you to try to do it. Just, you know, make sure you delete it off of there within a couple of seconds. You
right.
Just want the embedded code, and then let it ride.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I want to go to a song or something so y'all can talk this out.
No, man, I mean, hey, that's information for everybody. Y'all want to upload a video, you know, use YouTube or use a WAV file, that's for anybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, we can upload home movies. Food for thought, man. Food for thought. I mean, who get in the chat room with me?
Me.
Who is me?
Defiant.
Oh, okay.
Jackie,
so we got a conversation we need to finish anyway. How your sister doing?
Okay. What you say?
I say, how's your sister doing?
Oh, she's doing great. Yeah, she's doing
right.
Yeah, she's been pretty busy lately.
Yeah, tell her to get back on the show. At least back in the chat room or something.
Yeah, she be working at midnight and stuff, and I'm down there in Georgia, she just be busy. She'll never be home.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her we miss her. Get back on the show with us.
I said, yeah, but I got my other buddy, so.
Yeah, hook up with a page.
Oh, yeah. Her nickname is Yoshi.
Yoshi?
Yoshi, yeah.
Okay. All right, Yoshi. I'm thinking, who was Yoshi? Sonic or somebody? But, yeah, tell her to get on there. Well, I mean, she on the phone, so, you know.
Yeah,
get on the site, sweetheart. Get in the chat room with us.
Okay.
You know, basically all we do is we just, once the show ends, we just finish up on the chat room, you know?
Yeah, right.
And our site, you know, everything go. There ain't no restrictions.
You
post what you want.
Up there, your thongs, your bras, anything you want.
Right, we got blogs. I mean, you go on there and watch movies. You know what I'm saying? We do it all. Post pictures. We got pranks. Listen to our chronicles. Oh, y'all, by the way. Sin City going to be releasing a book, y'all.
Go ahead.
Real soon. Real soon. We got to get with a couple of people. We need to get some OKs and some, you know, a little paperwork done.
Right.
But y'all be on the lookout for that.
That's
you know what I mean?
Man, cause we don't want no motherfuckers. We don't want nobody suing us.
Right. That's why I say we got to get some permissions from a few people. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I don't know, man. You want to tell them about the book, man? Cause I mean, you know, we can get some permissions from at least one.
Well, I mean, we coming out with the chronicles. We gonna do our chronicles, but it's gonna be book form. So late night, y'all want to do some late night reading? You know what I'm saying? If y'all tired of Zane, y'all want to hear something a little bit different? Fuck with us.
So if you ever did a chronicle on the show, we just need your permission to use your chronicle in the book. Janine, do we have your permission to use your chronicle in the book?
What's my cut?
You know what, man? You was right.
Heard nothing about no cut.
You was right, dog.
You don't
hit
that
motherfucker right on the head, man. You hit the nail right on the fucking head. Wow.
You're going to learn to listen to me one day.
we're going to give you 0.0001%.
Oh, wow.
Well, damn.
No, seriously, Janine. Can we use you in the book?
I'm not about to say it on the radio, but you can have my verbal agreement on the air. No.
See, you give motherfucker a good ass. See, that's that job shit talking to her, man. That's all that shit is. So if she ain't had that job, she would be like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
You just don't listen to me, do you, brother?
You know, I never thought we would run into that problem, dog. I never thought that would be a problem. I'm not even going to lie in front. I didn't think it was going to be a problem.
Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
Yeah. And I did not think it would be a problem. Well, we're gonna omit Janine's shit. She don't want to give us the ALK to use her in the book. She want royalties and shit. Black people. That rap
She's
shit,
trying.
Man. Ever since they started talking about royalties. Black folks knew what royalties was in the 70s. So... But we also we doing new chronicles, y'all. So you know, if anybody want to do one, you know, me and my man gonna come up with a few. We gonna put those out there for y'all soon.
Not
I know
doing
we do the chronicles on Wednesday.
I wanna do another one.
Who wants to do another one?
Defiant.
Well, do we have permission to use you in the first one? Can we use your first one in our book?
Sure.
There we go, dog. See? It's 50-50 right now, dog. 50-50.
Well, that was... we get that motherfucking royalty check. Ah, that wasn't me. That was Jackie that said that.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay, you know what? If you want to do one, just, you know, inbox me on the site for the time that's good for you. And we can set it up and we can do it.
Oh, okay. That's the first.
Just, you know, just give me a couple of days advance notice.
Mm-hmm.
And we can set some, you know. Just all you got to do is give me a day and a time, and then I'll hit you back and let you know if that's a good time. And then, you know what I'm saying, we can go ahead and do it.
Okay.
I mean, your friend's welcome if she wants to get down like that. You need to go listen to our Chronicles, Jackie, so you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They write the. Make sure you listen to Father Times. He got the best ones on there.
Yeah. Defiant got the best one. Ooh. Thank you.
What was that?
Oh boy.
Defiant got the best one on
there. I could have sworn it. It started out as Cash Chronicles, but everybody just took over, huh?
No, it's still Cash Chronicles, man. You just got subsections now. That's all. But we really gonna do the book with the Chronicles, y'all. When we get that, we gonna get that jumped off. So be looking for it. So tell your friends all about our site. Fuck Facebook. I heard Facebook finna shut down anyway.
Damn. They say that shit every year.
I know, man.
They said it's going to be like MySpace. Oh,
well, we don't know what your face looked like. You got to put a page up.
What?
So we can see your face.
No, she said Facebook.
I thought she said MySpace.
Facebook is like MySpace.
Well, at Sin City, you ain't got to worry about none of that bullshit.
Yeah, lying.
You can post whatever you want to post. You ain't got to worry about nobody deleting shit. Only way it get deleted is if you delete it. We got great-ass poetry on the site.
Yeah.
Much love to Love Child and Miss Yummy.
Yeah.
Setting it off.
Yeah, you just forget the brothers, too. I got a couple on there, too.
You ain't had one on there in a while, dog. I'm talking about the relevant people. Last time I was yummy, dropping one every day. Where you at,
man.
Dog? I had to drop one just to show some love to the fellas.
That motherfucker said, you're not irrelevant.
That's all right. That's quite all right. I'm sending
this out. Man, you know. We need more fella participation, though. We really do.
More dick.
Because Love Child and Miss Yami is holding it down. Janine with the watermelon. Yeah, I saw the watermelon. Did you see the watermelon, dog?
Yeah. I was ready to spit the seed out.
There's all kind of fruits on that. Watermelons, oranges. I tell you, man, like the motherfucking farmer's market on that motherfucker, man.
Oh, man, I gotta get a shout out to my boy Player. Hey, that motherfucker, he makes sure he comments. Shout out to my boy Player. He owned it, boy. He gets on that late night and be old, and then he is determined. He gonna get that watermelon. Man, playing ain't no joke.
Yeah, I've been peeping them. But that's what's up, y'all. We need more participation on the site. You know what I'm saying? We in the chat room after y'all know we in the chat room after every show, regardless. You know we need. We got a little questions on there, man, that y'all can participate in, like what's your favorite position, all that kind
of
stuff. We got little pictures where you can pick the numbers. Tell us what number fits you.
Oh, my goodness.
You retarded.
Oh, shout out to Indigo. What's happening, Indigo? Shout out to Love Child. I'll see you, Waylo. Where you at, Define? I'm in the chat room waiting on you.
I ain't at the crib.
We had a good conversation last week.
Oh, yeah. You said we were going to have some phone sex.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to that?
You never did bring it up. But I'll be at the crib in about 10 minutes.
I'm waiting on you. Hey, we could do the phone sex tomorrow. Call the show tomorrow.
I sure will.
We'll do a male version, then we'll do a female version.
Okay.
You down?
I'm down. Let's do some rope.
Everybody heard it. You know I'm gonna be on the show.
What you say?
I say everybody heard your answer.
Oh, that's
what's up.
Yeah, I hold my
word. Can't funk out talking about, I had to work over.
Oh, no. I love good, clean fun. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's what's up. And turn your girl on to the show, to the site.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let her stop and see this all on the site.
All right, well, before we get out of here, anybody got something they want to get off their chest?
Yep, I ain't got no nipples.
If you ain't got no nipple, I hope you're getting disability.
How was you like, shit?
You getting disability for that?
Huh? Well, sound like she got Tourette's too, shit.
Sound like you got
Tourette's.
Hey, she just yelled out, I ain't got no nipple.
Yeah,
that's personal shit like a motherfucker.
She just quit, y'all.
Let me find that shit out when we get in the bedroom. I want to know all that information.
You really want to wait for Dan to find out?
Yeah. Like I say, scare me later.
All right, man, let's get out of here.
All right. Love Child, excuse me, y'all. What we at? Liquor Store, you ain't last words for us?
Yeah, I enjoyed you all as usual.
And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.
All right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Good night. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. Defiant, you got any last words for us?
Always. Much love. Check y'all out tomorrow. See you in the chat room.
All right. Jackie, you got any last words for us?
Yes. Hold on. I gotta find my thong.
Locks
in my sock.
She said she gotta find
a
nipple.
She had to find a thong. Girl, get your ass over. Okay, here she goes.
Hello?
Yep, you got any last words for us?
I really appreciate our conversation. I never felt so warm. You guys are so cool. Miss Lady is cool too. And I'm just looking for the pimples on the booty.
As Jamie Foxx would say, blame it on the alcohol. Way low, you got any last words?
Hey,
y'all have a good night. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
All right, Doc, you got any last words, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to bed. SensitiveRadio.bing.com, man. Hit us up. All
right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and head grease. We in the chat room, SinCityRadio.Ning.com. Peace.
Peace.